We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Rob and Holly, Holly and Rob.
Hey.
Hey. How you guys doing? Are.
We're here.
How you doing?
We're great.
We're here. We're a little.
I don't know. Excited is not the right word. Overwhelmed. We're kind of freaking out a little bit because we get to hang with y'all and the Beach Boys.
Yes, yeah, Mike, Bruce, say hi.
How are you from Bruce and Mike?
Hi. Hey, I got a
question.
I have the Beach Boys Endless Summer album in front
like
of
a
me
record
right now.
Wow.
And I'm taking a look at it, and inside, I wanted to show you this, but I know we can't see each other.
This is like the least important question you're ever going to get asked.
I'm going to get it out of the way. It's the least important question. There is a picture, a drawing of someone lifting weights, and there's a bunch of balloons. I can't tell if that's a man or a woman. Do you remember?
You know what? It reminds me of the conversation. This is Mike Love, by the way. I had with Paul McCartney when I was in India. He said, Mike, you should really take more care with your album covers. Now, this is the mastermind of Sgt. Pepper's album cover, which was brilliant. And our Pet Sounds was, the photos were taken at the San Diego Petting Zoo, you know, so. Yeah. But the only thing I can think of, well, we've always been more concerned about what went inside the sleeve of the LP.
Yeah. So,
uh-huh. Yeah, touche.
That was just my way of breaking the ice. That's all.
Well, Rob, we're here to tell you that it's actually a picture of Preston.
It's me.
I've been around a lot longer than you think.
You've been around.
Aren't you?
Yes.
Can we ask how you guys all got together? I think that's the number one question that we still don't know the answer to. Is how does one low cash meet up with the Beach Boys?
We met at a strip club. Yes. We were all
Bruce was dancing.
I'm Polish.
It was a strip club called Help Me Rhonda and Beach Boy theme.
We did around.
I tell you what, man, that's right, around the pole. We wrote this song called Beach Boys, and I remember the day we were writing it. We just wanted the Beach Boys style harmonies, the ooh kind of stuff in there, you know, but make it a country song. And so that's what we were shooting for. And then Jared Mullins, one of the songwriters, says, man, we should just call this Beach Boys. And we thought, now, wait a minute, that's kind of on the nose. Maybe a little too on the nose. And he goes, no, just hear me out. Let's take the country to the beach, boys. And we're like, okay, that's a great idea, right? So we start writing the song, and then we put the I Get Arounds in there, but we turned it into a drinking song, you know, I get around and we'll drink them down. And so then we knew we had to send this to the Beach Boys for approval. We weren't sure if it was going to get approved or not, but we sat there and dreamed that day, what if the Beach Boys hear this and like this? And then what if they hear it and like it and want to actually sing on it with us? And then it's like the phone rings, and it's Mike Love, Dr. Love. And he's like, boys, I just heard the song. And we'll let Mike take it from there. I mean, it's surreal.
I heard that song. I said, well, this is hooky. First of all, it's Beach Boys. So, you know, it's self-promoting. What's so wrong with that? But I said, well, the only thing I can think of is let's start with round, round, get around. I get around. And then they add the drinking down part down really well, actually. They're very expert drinkers. So we, you know, it just came together beautifully, and it's a summertime hooky hit. Darn it, anyway. They're driving till the map turns blue, and they're going to have a rum and Kokomo, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all good. It really is a good song. I don't think it's going to be a theme song for Alcoholics Anonymous anytime soon. No. Maybe Alcoholics Unanimous. I don't know.
All right, Mike Love.
That's good stuff.
Mike and Bruce, obviously this has been so much fun to meet up with Preston and Chris and work on this. Tell me about how much fun was it to be at Stagecoach? So we saw that performance. It was great.
Well, it was not only fun, but it was Kokomo also. No, we joined them on Beach Boys, and then they did Kokomo and fun with us, and then they ended up with I Love This Life, which is a great song. We are both, Bruce and I, are eager to sing on it and add our harmonies to it and stuff. So it was an awesome time at Stagecoach. The people, I was really amazed how many people sang along with us on both of our songs, you know, as well as obviously they sang along to, you know, the Locast songs, but because that was their set, but they allowed us to join them, and it was beautiful.
There's like about 100,000 people there, and I was amazed at how many girls somehow got out of the house and didn't show up with their parents. It was perfect. Young guys.
But wait a second. I'm so surprised that you're surprised that people know Beach Boys songs. Like, you guys are iconic. Like, everybody knows your song. So that is actually surprising to you?
I think it's just because they're so humble, man. I mean, these guys are so humble, and they're just so great to work with, and they're like us, man. I mean, they're musicians, but they keep it positive. They're, you know, there's no egos there. I mean, it's just an immediately get along with these guys as soon as you meet them.
And I got to tell you, when we sang Kokomo together, I watched time stand still for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And that is a surreal moment when you actually watch time stand still. And I don't know how many times that has really ever happened in my life, but Kokomo was one of those moments.
Especially when it's in California, right? This is where it's all supposed to go down. I was just telling Holly, when I was looking at this album, I was like, man, if I could come back as anyone else, I would come back as a member of the Beach Boys. Cause you're living the surfing life, and it's all just fun and girls and beach and sunshine. I was like, this is how I want to live my life every day.
Yeah.
You know, I've been we've been talking about a country recording one day, you know, seeing Kenny Chesney of Kokomo, and now it's 30 years later, and it's time for it to happen. So I hope it's Low Cash and Beach Boys doing a Beach Boys song.
And yes.
And it's done.
Yes.
And
you heard it here first with Robin Holly.
Sorry, Kenny.
We just broke the news on Robin Holly's show right there.
Preston, Chris, can you guys tell me what you have learned from Mike and Bruce? Like, as musicians, did you learn anything from them? And like, as far as harmonizing and all that stuff?
The harmonies, for sure. When we went in the studio, their secret recipe is a secret, and we learned it, and it's unbelievable. The difficulty for me, I'm usually the higher notes, and the low harmonies too are really intricate. So I was trying to do some of those too, and they were teaching us that. And, you know, and also the stage presence, when you see these guys, you know, perform, it's just, there's different things, man, that the energy is there. They haven't lost a step. And we just want to be like that, man. We always want to be those positive guys.
I learned something stage wise from you guys. Never show up in the Palm Springs area with 90 degrees wearing wool slacks, which is me, on stage.
wait a second. That's not what you were wearing, was it? I don't remember that.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Black wool slacks.
Make a note.
In a desert. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot. There's
that no more.
There's a lot of country artists who stick with their country theme of, you know, jeans and boots. But when we go to these super hot festivals, I'm like, it's all right to wear a bathing suit on stage. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
Especially
even if you're a guy.
Especially when you're single. Especially when your new song is called Beach Boys. You get to wear beachy clothes. It's fun.
Yeah.
You dress like the title implies.
That's right.
I have a question about we're gonna go back in time to the beginning of the Beach Boys a little bit. I'm wondering if, because it seems like at that time when your style of music was coming out, it became the sound of the 60s. Like that was it. Did you feel like in that moment when you were creating that music that you knew that something was special happening, or you're just so much in the moment that you don't really realize it?
Well, the thing is, we were influenced by the Everly Brothers, Chuck Berry, and the Four Freshmen. So the Four Freshmen is the group that did, they call it modern harmony back, 70 years ago. But they had this very close four-part harmony, which was very intricate. And it was, but my cousin Brian was able to dish out those parts to each one of us, and we did those four-part harmonies. So that was the thing that distinguished the Beach Boys from so many other groups, is the four-part harmonies, right?
Yeah.
And so that gave us our sound. But the environment gave us the subject matter, whether it was the beach or going to school, be true to your school, or going to dance, looking for romance, Barbara Ann, or I get around cruising around town in our 409. And so we had cars, surf, school, girls. And then we got a little more introspective with the song like In My Room or God Only Knows and that kind of thing. So we got in touch with our feelings, and Good Vibrations was written about a girl who was all into peace and love and flower power in the 60s, which was going on at that time. And so it just became a natural evolution, but always with the harmonies.
Can we go back for a minute to Low Cash, cover one big country song? Can you tell us about where were you, what were you thinking, what were you drinking on one big country song?
Well, you know what? One big country song came to us. We didn't write that song. Hardy wrote that with a couple other guys. And, that song came to us and we heard it. And I kind of immediately felt like it was a big hit song. And Chris was kind of on the fence because he was like, man, we already recorded a couple fun songs for the album. Do we need another fun song? And so we kind of passed on going into the studio right away. Then we went out and did a show, and Chris just gets on the mic one day and says, hey, Preston, let's do one big country song. And he says it on stage. I don't even know the song yet, right? And so he says, let's play one big country song. And man, thank God we did, because I think I read some of the lyrics off my phone trying to keep up, and the whole crowd was singing along by the end of it. And Chris looked at me and said, it's a hit.
Okay, we're recording it now.
Yeah, so we went right back to the studio that week. When we got back to Nashville, we went straight to the studio. We cut the song, and our producer, Corey Crowder, just crushed it. T-Hub from FGL, Tyler, he's on the song with the singing background vocals, and we're drinking whiskey and just having fun, like one big country song sounds like, And it was great.
And I think if you could take any more lessons from your pals from the Beach Boys, it's that you can never have too many fun songs, right?
That's right.
That is correct.
Well, you can also never retire.
Yeah, if you're having fun, why would you? Yeah, I find it so fascinating, by the way, is that both Rob and I, we took, music classes in college, and we were taught about the Beach Boys in college. And I just find it so interesting. And I guess Chris and Preston, what have they taught you, Mike and Bruce?
Oh, I think what they have done is energized us, and these guys have been at it for quite a while, and they I really respect them for doing whatever they've done over the years. I mean, because they are really hardworking guys, and they're very personable and very welcoming, they obviously share their stage with us and we with them, and so it's a really respectful and loving relationship that is just been spontaneous. It's not contrived or anything.
Well, Mike, they're also reminding us how important talking to radio is and how many friends you can make there. And with all the technological stuff going on, radio's still there. Oh, my God. I'm having the best time all day talking to everybody in radio today.
By the way, we are so thankful for you guys for doing that, because we're just such huge fans. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the time. Thanks. We appreciate it. And we'll be turning it up all summer long. Another Beach
Let's
Boys
go.
Song title.
All right.
All right.
That's right.
Take care, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
I love y'all.
Right,
thanks, guys.
Love you too. Thank you for the music.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.